The Gemara in Erubin on Samer Gimal discusses the law of not rendering a halachic decision in front of one's rabbi and all the different details surrounding that law, and the Gemara takes it very seriously. Regarding Bizmanenu, in our time, how this halacha manifests, so there's an interesting one, Hot Chaim, that writes that this whole Isur of Morei Halacha Bifnei Rabo and the likings was only said Bimei Chazal, was said in the times of the Gemara. However, in our times, all the laws of Talmid and Rav regarding these areas are batel. Why? Because today we have books. So the rabbis today are the Sefarim, meaning the Gemariot and the Shulchan Aruch and the Halacha. And therefore, once a person reaches Hora'ah, of course, he has to reach a level of aptitude and understanding of the Sefarim. He says the Sefarim are considered the rabbis of the generation. And therefore, the poskim bring down that even a rabbi should not give a halachic rendering until he goes and checks it up in the book. And one rabbi went so far to say they wanted to bring down, it's 145, the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim wants to say that if somebody gives a halakha without opening up a book, that's Morei Halakha Bifnei Rabo, because the Sefer is the book. And he's a very interesting Hida. There was a rabbi called the Urim V'Tumim. So the Urim V'Tumim writes in his Teshuvot and Siman Yud, Ani Nohe Gamken בכל הדברים במקום שאין דבר פשוט כביעתה בקוטחה, unless it's a very easy elementary question, he says, my custom is לעיין בספרים. I always take out the sefer ולהורות מתוך הספר, and I give the פסק from the sefer, כי אותיות מחכימות, because the letters are enlightening. ובפרט בזמן הזה אשר בעוונותינו השכחה גובר, especially in our time where forgetfulness is rampant. So the Hida brings down the story of the Urim V'Tumim, and he says, in Yosef Omet, Siman Mem Zayin, he says the Hida, Ve'aha yiten el libo, says everybody has to take this to heart. Shima Gaon Zal, if the Gaon the Urim V'Tumim, Asher Yadaru Ne'emana, She'elu Zikaron Gadol Me'od, it was known that he had an impeccable memory. Lo haya sumech al zikrono. He didn't trust his memory. He would check it out in the book. V'chein, he says, Shamati Marav HaChassid HaMufla, Mari Rabbeinu Gedalia Hayun. He says that when he was young, Rabbi Gedalia, Halak LaGaon Rabbeinu Mahari Ruzanis. The Mahari Ruzanis is the Mishneh LaMelech. And the Mishneh LaMelech was known to be also Baal Zikaron Nifla. He had a tremendous memory. So he asked him a Sheela in Isur Ve'eter, and the Baal Mishneh LaMelech opened up the Shulchan Aruch and showed him, here it is, the halakha is what you're saying, mutar asur. So it comes to Hida and says, Uchvar noda ma'alat gedulat harav, sheya mefursam bebekiut vezechirato. Ve'im koze, bedin akatu b'shohan aruch, even something that was explicitly written in Shohan aruch, lo ratza lehorot lo hadin, ad shepatah ha-shohan aruch vekara lo hadin. So the Hida concludes and says, ve'anan yetme di yetme. He says, orphans of orphans, meaning compared to these great hachamim. Asher be'emet hasul yediavar v'shachagover. We really don't have good memories. The Hida, of course, was being humble himself. V'yado inish b'nafshe, and everybody knows their weakness. Ech lo nebosh v'lo nekalem lehorot tekep li re'ot ha-sefer. He's, how would we be so brazen to give a halakha without checking it up in the sefer? So therefore, one thing is for certain, people that have reached Hora'ah, you still need Semicha, you still need, of course, to have a tradition from your rabbi, where your rabbi gives you permission to give legal rulings, but even then, one should always double check it in the Sefer, and find the Halakha, because again, people, their memories are very, very short. There was a great rabbi in our community. He was called Hacham Matlub Abadi, alav shalom. And Hacham Matlub was known that when anytime somebody would ever ask him a question, he would always say, bring me the Shulchan Aruch, bring me the Halakha. Even though Hacham Matlub was known to have a genius mind, and I'm sure he knew the answers offhand, but I think he was trying to impress upon the students that you have to check it up in the Sefer, you have to see it inside every time you give the Halakha. So that's definitely a lesson to those that are giving Halakhot. Now, the rabbi today is the sefer, and the sefer always has to be referred to at the time of rendering a halachic ruling.